Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many years ago, when Molly and I lived in another state, a friend of mine told me of having attended a Christmas banquet. Those attending the banquet included some of the city fathers, doctors, lawyers, school administrators, and prominent businessmen. Apparently everyone was drinking and having a good time. At least they thought they were. My friend told me of one of the gynecologists in the city. He drank so much he fell out of his chair and slid down under the table where he was unable to get up and return to his chair. I knew the doctor well. He had a beautiful family, a good practice, and was highly respected in the city. It was hard for me to imagine that a man so well-dressed, so influential, would allow himself to drink until he acted like a hog. If you think such drinking is a purely modern phenomenon, please do some historical research. There may not have been a nation on earth where such excessive drinking was not the rule. Even among the Jews, God's own elect nation, drinking destroyed many lives and put the nation in jeopardy. The prophet Isaiah, who lived about 750 years before Christ, describes the drinking in the nation of Israel. "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the vial, and the tabret and the pipe and wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands." Isaiah 5, 11 and 12. Later in the same chapter, the prophet wrote, "Woe unto them who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." Isaiah 5, 22 and 23. The Apostle Peter reminded his first century readers of their past conduct. They had worked the will of the Gentiles by walking in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter 4, 3. Of the six words Peter used to describe the former life of the Gentiles, at least three of them are related to strong drink, which gives us some insight into the alcohol problem in the first century. Beverage alcohol was almost universally consumed in the early decades of this era. It is still widely used all over the world, especially in France, in Italy, and in the United States. But it probably is not so widespread in modern times as it has been in some ancient countries and civilizations. I want to look briefly today at the word banquetings in 1 Peter 4, 3. The word in Greek is potas, and is used only in the text I have just read to you. The word comes from the Greek pino and means to drink. Diane Wood says the word involves drinking matches, in which the parties sought to outdo each other. How utterly foolish that human beings will use such dangerous substances so carelessly. Do they not realize they can die from large amounts of beverage alcohol? A few years ago, some young men on a university campus engaged in a drinking contest. One of the young men died from acute alcohol poisoning. My friends, alcohol is a drug, a narcotic. It is always dangerous, but it is especially dangerous when combined with other drugs. I know a case where a young man furnished liquor and drugs to his younger sister. She drowned in her own vomit. That probably has happened hundreds and even thousands of times in the United States in the past 50 years. When are we going to learn about the destructiveness of beverage alcohol? May God help all of us, including our young people, not to engage in this monstrous evil. Thank you, and may God bless you.